Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic in the Help of God series is waiting, not wasting. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 18. One of the servants answered, "I have seen a son of Jesse of Bethlehem who knows how to play the lyre. He is a brave man and a warrior. He speaks well and is a fine looking man, and the Lord is with him." The last day, we started speaking about this scripture where the servant of the king referred David to the king. As I prepared that episode, I really felt I should do a follow-up to explain some things. You see, prior to the time our anchor scripture was set, the Bible makes us understand that David spent most of his time in the wilderness with the sheep. David was a man with so many potentials. He was skilled in fighting. He was skilled in playing the instruments. He was an amazing poet. He was a songwriter. He had the characteristics and the skills to be in exalted positions. Yet, he was in the wilderness. Today, I know that this description of David really is a description of someone listening in. You have acquired the degrees, you are talented, you are skilled, you know you are better than those who are in some positions, and you know this not because you are proud, but because it is a fact. Yet you seem stuck in the wilderness. You feel as though the doors of opportunity would never open. You feel underutilized. You feel you are wasting. If you are this person, please allow me to speak to you today. You are not wasting. You are waiting. And how you wait matters. While David was waiting in that wilderness, he honed in on his skills. He wrote poems, even though he knew no one may ever see them. When people passed by, like the servant who eventually referred him to the king, he was cheerful and polite and didn't snap at them. He did not become bitter or envious of the people who had the opportunities that he had. He used that wilderness as his training ground. My dear listener, you are in training. God has not forgotten you. Have the right attitude. You are in this season for a reason. You may have stayed for years at home, minding the children and feeling left out from the rest of the world. You are in a season. You may have waited and waited for paid employment and have not been able for many years to secure the one of your dreams. You are in a season. You may feel locked out because you made wrong decisions and dropped out of school and have not been able to get back on track, whatever track means. You are in a season. The amazing thing about seasons is that they never last forever. But what you do in one may determine how the other will go for you. So sit up, forget about what you think your peers are doing, and begin to hone in on the skills that no one else knows you have. Trust the Lord. And when the time is right, the new season will begin. You will realize that the training you are receiving from these times of waiting are those things that will launch you to the palace. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for your word. Lord, today I pray for as many who feel they are not where they should be. I pray, Lord, that you will give them grace to make the best use of this season. Continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. You could also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at 3 Minutes Audio Devotional. Remember, wrapped up in God's Word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.